In some ways, I feel like St. Paul this week, elated to become pastor over at Sacred Heart in addition to Newman, but also hearing the Lord tell me, only my grace alone is sufficient for you. And I hope I won't find myself praying once, let alone three times, that one of these parishes might be taken away from me. Well, after some time, you might be praying that. I don't know. Paul is dealing with some pretty serious stuff here. He describes it as a thorn for the flesh, which is not more than just a passing annoyance. And then he elaborates and it becomes much worse. An angel of Satan to beat me. This is something kind of very important for all of us. When we're doing the Lord's will, when we're working to spread the gospel in whatever way, at home, at work, in your family, the forces of evil don't take it lying down. That's exactly when they get busy too. Have you ever felt like, what's going on? I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I can't catch a break. Why does God hate me? He doesn't hate you. But Satan does. And God wants to know whether we're willing to persevere in the face of opposition. St. Paul was doing tremendous good. And to keep all of his missionary work from becoming Paul's work, God allowed this messenger of Satan to torment him. Christ's work was the greatest work, the work of eternal salvation. And the Father allowed him to suffer crucifixion and death to show us that suffering and death are neither the goal nor the purpose, but a way to open us up to his grace and ultimately to resurrection. Most importantly, in any of our struggles, supernatural or not, God doesn't leave us orphans. He never abandons us. My grace is sufficient for you. In other words, I see you. I am with you. And my grace is taking care of you. On Wednesday of this past week, the Eucharistic procession, that national Eucharistic procession, as it was coming through our diocese, had a major obstacle because the MKD trail was flooded. And we could have given up and just hung out here at Newman for several hours. But instead, we tried to listen to what the Lord's grace was pointing us. And we switched the procession to a solemn one carried out on the MU campus itself. And what a wonderful gift that was. My grace is sufficient for you. Take a look at the obstacles in your life and pay attention to and pray with the grace that God is pouring out on you to deal with those obstacles. Persevere in his grace. In our first reading from Ezekiel, God commands the prophet to proclaim his message to a stubborn and hard-hearted people, a rebellious house. Why did he make Ezekiel do this? For love. Ezekiel and his message was a sign to the stubborn folk that God never gives up. And he continues to knock at our hearts again and again and again. And at the very least, they must know that God sent a prophet to be among them. He also made Ezekiel prophesy out of love for you and me. His words weren't only directed to the people of Israel 2,600 years ago, but to us today. I've been commanded by our bishop to preach the gospel here at Newman. And if I'm faithful, my words will sometimes be a hard word knocking at your heart, calling you to deeper repentance, to conversion, to thinking about things differently than you have been, to a new insight into the Lord, how he works in your life, or how he works in someone else's life. I sincerely hope that you will do the same for me. The words of Ezekiel were also foreshadowing our gospel today. Christ is the greatest of all the prophets, and yet much more than a prophet. And his heavenly Father commanded him to preach to his hometown, where prophets are without honor. The gospel ends with Jesus being amazed at their lack of faith. That's, by the way, not the kind of amazement we want to inspire in the Lord. And yet, Jesus still went to them because he loved them too. How open are you to hearing your son or your daughter call you to repentance? How open are you to hearing your crazy aunt or uncle call you to repentance? Do we ever limit whom God can use? Do we let our own prejudices block God working through a weak and even a sinful person to speak an important truth to us? A prophet doesn't always proclaim repentance and doom. Sometimes they bring consolation and hope. But we can't decide to listen to them because we like a nice message. We have to listen to them because in those prophetic words, hard as it may be for us to hear them through this person's voice, we hear the word of God calling us to a change of course. The word obedience comes from two Latin words, ob audire, and it means what we do on account of listening. I can listen to your words, and if I listen closely, I can hear your heart coming through them. But sometimes I need to listen for the voice of the Lord coming through. Even through a crazy relative, or a pagan non-believer, or even a politician, if you can imagine that. So here's the homework for the week. This week, name the grace or the graces that the Lord has given you to be sufficient for you. Sometimes it's easier to name our thorns, but the thorns point to a grace that we may have missed. Find the grace, even if it's the voice of an unwelcome prophet calling you to repentance. Persevere in that grace.